It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, certainly important broadcast here tonight on KNZA, and we welcome you back to Nemaha Central High School. The Thunder playing host to the Silver Lake Eagles, just minutes away from the boys' contest. And just like the girls' game, in which Silver Lake held on for a five-point win, monster league title implications. Now, I will say, there are still a few weeks left here in the regular season, a lot of games still to be played with these two teams. But right now, the three-team race on the boys' side in the Big East: Silver Lake, Nemaha Central, and St. Mary. Silver Lake and Nemaha both coming into tonight's game tied for first place at 6-1. St. Mary's, they've played one less game, but they only have one loss as well. The Bears are 5-1. So right now, you look at tonight's matchup: 6-1, 6-1, sole possession of first place is on the line in the Big East League here tonight in Seneca. Ray Penning's our studio producer. I am Brandon Stabman. Thank you so much for hanging with us here on a chilly near mid-February Friday night in Northeast Kansas. All right, let's talk both these teams. Nemaha Central, how about it? They won their first 13 games of the season, included a mid-season tournament win at the Thunder Classic, beating some ranked teams along the way, including number 9 in 2A St. Mary's and number 6 in 2A Rossville. The Rossville game was not part of the tournament, but it was their first game after the tournament on January 31st. But on Tuesday, here at home, Hiawatha came in to this building and a late shot in the final second, and they pulled off the upset, Redhawks 47, Thunder 46. So the undefeated season out the window for Nemaha Central. Maybe it turned a light on. Who knows? But 13 consecutive wins to start until Tuesday. So you got Nemaha Central at 13-1, 6-1 once again in the league play. Now on the other side, second-year head coach Shannon Krueger for the Eagles of Silver Lake, 6-1 in league play. They are 10-3 overall. They want to get up and down. They want this game in the 60s, maybe even the 70s. And the stats between these two teams in terms of points allowed are absolutely wild. Nemaha Central giving up just 34 points per game, top notch in the Big East. Silver Lake Eagles, despite winning 10 of 13 games to this point, they are still surrendering 60 points per game. So, again, the styles are going to be crucial to watch in this ball game tonight. All right, before the national anthem, let's get you the starting lineups, and we'll start with Silver Lake. Second-year head coach and Shannon Krueger, they are 10-3 overall, 6-1 in league play. They have won three consecutive games since the Burlington tournament. Dane Johnson in the backcourt, returning starter, a 6'3 junior. DeAndre Rosano is a 6'2 junior on the perimeter. Another guard is Brody Dider, a 5'11 senior. J.P. Whitehead is a returning starter from a year ago. He is a 5'9 senior. And also starting the forward, Jared Johnson, 3 years of starting varsity experience, the 6'2 senior, rounding it out for Silver Lake. So again, for Shannon Krueger and Silver Lake tonight, Dane Johnson, DeAndre Rosano, Brody Dider, J.P. Whitehead, and Jared Johnson. For John Thomas and Nemaha Central, Evan Olberding in the backcourt, 5'11 senior. Caden Peterson, a 6'2 senior. Derek Wirtz is a 6'5 senior. Caleb Schmelsley is a 6'4 sophomore. And Colby Free, first-team All-League a year ago, the 6'8 senior, leading scorer at just south of 11 points per game. So, again, for John Thomas in his 30th year at the helm, 500-plus wins to his credit with the program. Evan Olberding, Caden Peterson, Derek Wirtz, Caleb Schmelsley, and Colby Free. Again, Ray Penning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Stabman. We step aside for a timeout. The opening tip is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seneca, Rainbow Communications is excited to provide an update on their ongoing fiber network upgrade. 68% of the mainline construction is completed, with the core infrastructure for high-speed internet well on its way to being finished. Additionally, over 55% of the drops to individual customer homes have been installed, ensuring many of you are already set up to connect directly to the new network. This Seneca fiber upgrade will bring faster, more reliable internet to support streaming, remote work, online learning, and more. Rainbow Communications is committed to keeping you informed as progress is made.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tama with you here on KNZA. Game 2, boys contest. Seemahaw Central hosting Silver Lake. Silver Lake girls winning the first game in a thriller, 44-39. Sole possession of first place in the Big East on the line in the boys' game tonight. Again, Dane Johnson, DeAndre Rosano, Brody Dyer, J.P. Whitehead, Jared Johnson, the starters for Silver Lake. For Nemaha Central, Evan Olberding, Colby Free, Caden Peterson, Derek Wirth, and Calum Schmelsley. Both teams 6-1 in league play. The winner will have the advantage moving forward into next week atop the Big East League standings. Colby Free will jump against DeAndre Rosano of Silver Lake in the road maroon uniforms trimmed in gold, thunder in the home whites, purple numerals and lettering trimmed out in their light blue. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. The tip by Colby Free, and it goes into the hands of Dane Johnson, goes coast to coast, layup good. What a start for Silver Lake. Colby Free won the tip. Might as well give him an asterisk assist. Just like that, Dane Johnson giving the Eagles an early 2-0 lead. Nemaha Central in the front court. Here's Olberding up top to Peterson. Puts it on the dribble. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. Right side on the floor. Free in the paint. Kicks it in the corner. Wide open. A three on the way. It is bottoms for Calum Schmelsley. Both teams early buckets. A 3-2 advantage for Nemaha Central. Here's Brody Dider in the corner. Up top it is Dane Johnson. Back to Dider. Back to Johnson. They'll reset up top here. Still with the basketball. Dane Johnson, right side pass. It goes to Jared Johnson. Jared holds it high above his head, puts it on the dribble. Thunder man-to-man here early on. Not quite a minute in. 3-2 our score. Left side in the corner. This is Jared Johnson. Holding it high. He's closed down by Wirth. Baseline drive spinning at the block. Kicks it back up top. Whitehead looking. Long possession here for Silver Lake. Now a three. Teed up in the corner. Front rim, no. High arcing rebound for Calum Schmelsley. Thunder by one, 3-2. Here's a drive, left side by Peterson, backed out to the corner, back into the paint, puts one up, nearly banked it in, but it's no good. And a rebound for Dane Johnson in Silver Lake. Thunder 3, Eagles 2, about 90 seconds into the game. There's Dane Johnson, now a touch up top to Dider, right side it goes to Jared Johnson. Right now they're running the four out, and it is Rosano with the basketball. There's the cut. Whitehead inside. Here's a baseline drive working on Free. Ball fake rejected by Free, but the foul's called. Free throws coming at 6:17 to go in the first quarter. And Silver Lake will get that foul on Free. Here's free throws for the 5'11 senior, Brody Dider. And his first is short, no good. Dider last year averaged 12 points and 4 rebounds a game as a junior. And he missed them both, and a rebound to Derek Wirtz. So the Thunder stay in front, 3-2, not quite 2 minutes into the game. Now they're having some struggles here in the backcourt. Eagles have to, that's going to be a 10 count, yep. And the Eagles defense ramped up in the full court, and that's an Omaha Central turnover. So the Eagles force one here. They get it back, trailing 3-2. Omaha Central, a three by Schmelzley. The Eagles, two by Dane Johnson. Into the front court up top. This is Whitehead with the basketball. In between the rings out high. He is guarded by Olberding. Works it left. They get it to the elbow here with Dider. Backed out to the right elbow. Now short corner. Going to work. On free. Shot. No. A lot of contact. No call. Ball still on the floor and finally picked up by Peterson. Boy, they really wanted to get free. His second foul. The refs did not buy it. Here's Peterson in the paint. Now free. Underneath. Oh, 6-8. Two-hand jam. Colby Free gives Omaha Central an emphatic three-point lead. It's 5-2. Beautiful feed. Backdoor easy money at the rim. Into the front court here. Omaha again man-to-man. Schmelzley guarding J.P. Whitehead, who holds the ball at his left hip. Now puts it on the dribble. On the curl, it is Jared Johnson. Now Dider with the touch. A lot of perimeter passing here. Left side on the wing. Now picked up. Good closeout by Schmelzley. Now Dane Johnson putting it on the dribble. Gets to the free throw line. Darts it inside. Good drive and kick. A wide open three is good. And that's J.P. Whitehead. Ties the game at 5 apiece. We are 3 minutes in and got 5 to go in the quarter. Here is Peterson. Left side. Olberding open in the corner. He knocks down a triple. Evan Olberding gets one back there. 8-5 and now up the floor and beating the press for an easy bucket. DeAndre Rosano. Fast pace, 8-7. Now Free gets in front of the defense, and he gets it blocked from behind. Good defense, Jared Johnson. Eagles pushing down one. Inside, Rosano bumped and fouled. They're going to get Derek Wirtz with his first. And the second Omaha Central team foul. First sub into the game for the Thunder. It's going to be the junior 6'4", Jack Mackey. As Wirtz comes out after picking up the foul. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Good start. 8-7, Omaha Central, first place in the Big East, is on the line in this game tonight. Up top, Dane Johnson with it. Right side of the floor, goes to Dider, puts it on the dribble, gets in the paint, stops at the block, kicks it up top. Johnson working on Mackey, driving, sidestepping, can't finish, and free the rebound for Omaha Central. Got to the rim, good look, couldn't convert. Here's Peterson, right corner, underneath the bucket, stopped by three Jersey. Dumps it inside to Schmelzley, shot up through traffic is good. Kalem Schmelzley, an early five spot. It's 10-7, Omaha Central. Rosano up the floor, had it knocked away, gets it back, shot up, no, fighting for the rebound, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Silver Lake. First sub for the Eagles, we'll see Amen Kaufman, a 6'3 senior. And getting a breather is Dider. And Omaha Central leading by three. 10-7 our score. 3:47 to go in the first. Eagles with the ball underneath their own basket. Dump it into the backcourt to Dane Johnson. Thought about a three. Working on Free. Boy, and they get the foul there on Free. And Free puts his hands on his head, knowing that's a huge foul. That's number two. Yikes. What does Coach John Thomas do here? It looks like Free's going to stay in the game for the time being. Well, we have noticed it early. They are attacking the 6'8 Colby Free, and they have forced two early fouls on him. Eagles trying to dump it in. Free nearly took it away, but at the top of the circle, it is Dane Johnson. They'll reset. Eagles waiting for the offense to kind of do something, and they want to go on Free again. He's got to hold it off. Good defense. Schmelzley came from behind to block the shot. Really going after Free. He did well there. Peterson into the front court, stops on the block, picks it up, had it knocked away, back out to the wing. Good defense by Amen Kaufman, who just checked in. Now Mackey in the right corner. Omaha Central by three at 3:15 to go in the first. Here's Schmelzley on the dribble, kicks it left, Olberding. Good closeout by Whitehead. Now he's backing down, stepping back. Good defense again as Peterson now resets up top. 5 minutes in, three to go, first quarter, 10-7, Omaha Central. Lengthy possession here. Olberding by the defender. Oh, absolutely rejected at the rim. But did they get the foul call? Boy, Rosano absolutely emphatic with the block, but they get the body. And free throws coming. Rosano, I would say, disagrees. And that's going to put Evan Olberding at the line to shoot two. And the first free throw is good by Oberding. 4 points in the quarter for the 5'11 senior. And three comes out now with the two fouls. And Leighton Thomas is into the game. 11-7 NC, 2:55 to go in the quarter. Second freebie is good as well. 5 points for Evan Oberding to join Caleb Schmelzley in that department, and that's the lead. Nice move by Whitehead. Got to the rim, had it knocked away, and a turnover by Silver Lake. Numbers defensively for Silver Lake. Oberding had it knocked away, but a foul on the floor. It's going to be the second team foul. And the foul on Kaufman, his first. Brody Dider back into the game. And also Grady Bergman, a junior, seeing his first minutes for Silver Lake. A right corner three off the inbounds is knocked down by Schmelzley. 15-7, Nemaha Central, their largest lead of the game so far. 2.5 minutes to go in this first period. On a run here are the Thunder. Pass inside, a whistle and a foul. And they get Jack Mackey with this one. A little handsy in there, some body contact as well. That is the fourth foul against Nemaha Central. So next one puts Silver Lake in the bonus. At just under 2.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Dane Johnson on a curl, gets to the block, closed out by Leighton Thomas. Now a pass nearly taken away, but Dider picks it up. Now he wants to drive, hop step, fadeaway. Jay, no good, but he's fouled. Nearly got an and one, but free throws coming for J.P. Whitehead. And Schmelzley picks up his first foul. So Whitehead, or correction, beg your pardon, not Whitehead, it's Dider who is at the line. And Dider's first free throw no good. Now he's 0 for 3 at the line in this first quarter. 15-7, Nemaha Central by 8, 2:13 to go in the first. 8 points, a couple of threes from Caleb Schmelzley. Also 5 points and a three from Olmerding. Second free throw by Dider is good. His first point tonight makes it 15-8. Get it into the front court here. 2:05 to go in the quarter. Thunder with Olmerding, right side on the wing. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. Now Thomas a touch up top. And going to get it is Schmelzley. Off to a good start. He wants to work. Gets in the lane. Spins it up and in. He's unguardable, folks. 10 first quarter points. And it's 17-8, Nemaha Central. On the dribble. This is Bergman who just checked in. Right side to Dider. Dider works it, bouncing it left to Whitehead. Olmerding on the defense. Up top it goes to Jared Johnson, who's back in. He wants to go to work on Schmelzley. Spins in the lane. A right-handed shot off the rim left. Rebound by Mackey, and then a tie-up inside. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Nemaha Central. Rosano back into the game. Also, Wirtz into the game as well for Nemaha Central. 1:25 to go in the quarter. 17-8, Nemaha Central by 9. 10 first-quarter points from Caleb Schmelzley. He has been dynamite. Has the ball, dumps it off to Oberding, right back to Schmelzley, left side into the front court. He's quickly doubled, back up to Oberding. Long skip pass to Wirtz on the block, and he is going to be called for a travel. Got it to him on the right block, and just the second Nemaha Central turnover. Dane Johnson back in for Silver Lake, and he will replace Grady Bergman. With 1:13 left in the quarter, Nemaha Central's lead is 17-8. Into the front court, left to right, Whitehead with it. Gets it off to Dane Johnson. On a curl around the perimeter, it's Dider. Left side is Kaufman. Now up top, Johnson going to work. Stops on the block, kicks it back out. Dider a three. It's an air ball. And Mackey lets it go out of bounds and back to Nemaha Central at 53 seconds left in the quarter. And we'll see Carter Hike into the game for the first time. Or Nemaha Central replacing Evan Oberding. Good start here for Nemaha Central at home. See how they handle this possession here with now 50 seconds and counting, up 17-8. Schmelzley dumps it into Mackey across midcourt, trying to find somebody, dribbling through traffic. Now Hike, his first touch, right side on the wing. And right wing now it goes to Schmelzley. Up top, Thomas. Now Mackey, top of the circle. Driving right, Schmelzley in the corner, gets a screen, works to the elbow, backing down towards the block, kicks it back out to Hike. 25 seconds and counting left in the quarter. Going side to Wirtz. Schmelzley on a cut. Wirtz is going to be called for an offensive foul. Tried to back in. There was a little contact, but the official said he shoved off. Didn't see much of that. And the foul on Wirtz, that's going to be his second. And the third turnover by Nemaha Central. So 20 and a half seconds left for Silver Lake. So the foul trouble, Colby three with two, and Derek Wirtz two as well. Something to keep an eye on. Here's J.P. Whitehead dribbling with the right, showing thumbs down to call the play with the left as he crosses midcourt casually with 11 seconds to go. He lost it. Quick turnover. And I don't think that's what the thumbs down was. Here's Leighton Thomas. Long pass. 5 seconds. Schmelzley down to three. Dribbles left. Fadeaway three. Missed everything. Rebound Silver Lake. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Nemaha Central coming off their only loss of the season. Dynamite start. Kalem Schmelzley, 10 first quarter points. Thunder 17, Silver Lake 8. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good opening quarter for Nemaha Central here at home in the boys' contest, leading Silver Lake 17-8 as we start the second quarter of action. Eagles down with the ball. Moving left to right here in the first half. Here's Dane Johnson cutting. Shot up. No good. Rolls off. A rebound for Kaufman, and then a foul on the floor. Do they get that on Silver Lake? They might have. Ooh, they got Kaufman with his second foul on the rebound. And there wasn't a ton there. So there's been a couple of calls here so far that fans on both sides have not been pleased with. Long pass, Leighton Thomas into the front court. 20 seconds into the second, 17-8, Nemaha Central. Olberding driving, bumped, and fouled. Well, the officiating much different than the girls' game. And this foul on Dane Johnson, his first, and two fouls in the quarter in the first 25 seconds for Silver Lake. Nemaha Central leading by nine with the ball. Get it inside, Wirtz, or that's Peterson, shot up, no, but a foul. Three fouls in 28 seconds for Silver Lake. And Rosano now with two fouls, and that's going to put Caden Peterson at the line. Peterson, the 6'2 senior, over 10 points per game. This will be his 33rd free throw attempt of the year. And that one is good. Hits it at about 69%. Makes it a 10-point game, 18-8. As a team, Nemaha Central 64% at the line. And Peterson knocks in the second. He goes 2 for 2. And it's 19-8, Nemaha Central. Again, 28 seconds into the second quarter. Silver Lake has already racked up three fouls in that short, short time span. Now Nemaha Central showing some pressure in the full court. Caleb Stroffman into the game. As J.P. Whitehead works it into the front court. Man-to-man still for NC. Nemaha Central defense been stifling all year. It's off to a good start against a very good offense in Silver Lake. Here's Dane Johnson on the block, curling on Hike. Gets to the bucket, missed the shot. Second chance up and good. Silver Lake wanted the foul there, didn't get it, but they got a two on a Dane Johnson putback, and it's 19-10. Omaha Central's lead down to 9. A minute into the second. Here's Oberding, left side on the wing. Hike a touch up top. Now coming to get it is Strothman. And he had it knocked away and a turnover by NC. Going coast to coast. Bergman, layup good. Grady Bergman on the receiving end of that steal. And a 4-0 spurt here has got it back to within 7 at 19-12. 6:35, clock rolling, second quarter. Here's Oberding. Now Peterson working around his screen. Good switch there defensively. Whitehead now defending on Peterson. See a lot of switching up top on these high ball screens that Omaha Central's putting on. Here's a Carter Hike 3, front rim no. Rebound for Dane Johnson. Carter Hike 0 for 6 from downtown. Make it 0 for 7 on the year. Here's a 3 right wing, and it's good. How about that? Joel Miller, who has checked into the game, knocks in a huge 3. And now a whistle and a foul here on Omaha Central. Or correction, Silver Lake. And that's Jared Johnson. So that is the 4th foul. We got 6:02 to go in the half. And Omaha Central is going to be in the bonus the rest of the way. That is monstrous. Wow, and another foul. There's not a lot with that. And 5:57, Omaha Central has free throws from Evan Oberding. Well, I'm sitting closer to the Silver Lake fans. If you're hearing the moans and groans, I don't really blame them for the last couple. As Oberding knocks in the first free throw, he's got 6 here in the first half. 20-15, our score. Thunder lead is 5. Second, good as well. He is 4 for 4 at the line in the first half. He's got 7, and it's 21-15. 5:50 to go. Clock moving second quarter. Dane Johnson with it. Missing a cutter. Now finds it to Jared Johnson on the wing, high left. Wants to go to work. Angles left. Hands it off to Bergman. Curling around the perimeter. Stops at the free throw line. Gets it back to Dane Johnson. Good matchup here. Guarded by Schmelzley. He's going to work. Spins in the lane. Hangs and misfired on the shot, but he'll shoot 2. So the foul on Schmelzley is going to be his 2nd. So you got 3 Wirtz and Schmelzley, 3 starters, all with 2 fouls. Dane Johnson at the line. He will shoot 2. 4 points, 4 early rebounds. And it looked like he did not make that free throw. I was looking down, and he shot it pretty quick. Trying to go 1 for 2. It's a 6-point game. Johnson is good as it comes here in the Big East. Last year averaged over 17 points per game, and he's got 5 after he made the 2nd. 21-16. The Omaha Central lead at 5.5 minutes to go in the half. Eagles back off the pressure a little bit. Now Strothman brings it into the front court. Left side pass to Oberding on the wing. Now hike up top. Right side it goes to Thomas. Using a screen, diving in. Shot rejected. Great defense. Rebound for Hunter Rooks, who was also into the game. And now a shot inside up and good for Joel Miller, who's got 5. And it's 21-18. The 10-point lead has been trimmed to a single bucket. Have to be behind the half moon, though. 4:52, clock moving. 21-18, our score. Oberding in the lane. Shot, no off the heel, fighting for it. And they're going to get Omaha Central a foul on the rebound. And it'll go back to Silver Lake. Oberding trying to follow his shot, and he ended up picking up the foul. And Omaha Central led by 10 at one point early on in this quarter, but it's down to 3. So Silver Lake on a run here. They have had 6 players provide the 18 points to this point. And into the front court here, it is Rooks with the basketball. Lost it, picks it up. That's tighter. One-hand pass right side. Thought about it was Jared Johnson. Puts it back on the dribble. Back up top to Dane Johnson. 4:25, clock moving in this first half. It's a good one right now at 21-18. Back up top, it's Rooks. Rooks looks left, goes back right. Now they get it to Johnson at the elbow, turning in the lane, backing down, kicks it right. This is Sider on a drive, missed the shot. Offensive rebound and a foul. That's going to put Jared Johnson at the line. And Olberding now with two fouls. So four of the five starters for Nemaha Central with two fouls each. This will be Jared Johnson at the line, looking for his first points tonight. And no good on the first. Nemaha Central leading at 21-18 at 4:06 to go in the half. Now Schmelzley came back into the game. As I just mentioned, he's got two fouls as well. And the second is good for Jared Johnson, the seventh player to score here in the first half for Silver Lake. Halfway in, halfway to go here in the second quarter. It's a two-point Nemaha Central lead. They have the ball. Here's Thomas with it. Man-to-man right now for Silver Lake. Thomas angles left. Hands it off to Olberding on the wing. Works it back top of the key. Now a drive by Strothman using his body. Couldn't get it to go. And he's fighting for the rebound. The body hit the floor. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to keep it here with Nemaha Central. Good extra effort there by Strothman to keep that possession alive. Strothman will throw it in left side of his own backboard. Two-point Nemaha Central lead. They set it up for Thomas. Taken away. Lazy pass. And the Eagles can tire. Take the lead here. Here's Dider, short corner right, gets it back top of the key. Jared Johnson, deep three, front rim, no. Dider, offensive rebound, good pass, and the layup, no. Johnson again, a second chance, he's fouled. Jared Johnson, the extra effort, and a chance to tie the game at the free throw line. Let's see who the foul was on. Strothman, his first. Jared Johnson at the line. And his free throw spins in there. 2 for 3 at the line here in the first half. It's a one-point game at 21-20. A make here would tie the game. Thunder had a 10-point lead early on in this quarter. And now it's tied. So a big-time run here for Silver Lake to get right back in this thing. Even Stevens at Blackjack. 21-21, 3:25 counting first half. Here's Leighton Thomas with the basketball, casual into the front court. Angled a little more right, comes back left, hands it off to Peterson. Now into the corner, Schmelzley, who had 10 first-quarter points. He has been quiet since. Here's Olberding around a Mackey screen, wanted the roll. It wasn't there. Well defended by Silver Lake. Now Peterson driving, hanging, missing, trying to get his own rebound. Can't do so, and pushing his white head for Silver Lake. And bodies collide at the end of the floor. It was Olberding colliding with his own teammate, and the ball goes out of bounds. And it appears to still be Silver Lake basketball. 21-21 tie, just south of 3 minutes to go in the half. Into the corner. Ball faking, driving, stopping on the block. Good kick, nice closeout. Knocked away by Schmelzley, handing it off to Dider. Top of the key, right side it goes to Rooks. Now back up top, J.P. Whitehead with it. Now Rooks, Whitehead, left side, Dider, now in the paint, Dane Johnson knocked away in a steal. Not a ton of turnovers in this game. Here's Peterson, dumps it down, Mackey, too easy. Jack Mackey, beautifully done. 23-21, Nemaha Central, 2:25 left in the half. Right side of the floor, Dider with it. Left side of the floor now, Whitehead. Up top, Rooks. Right side, Dider with it. Long skip pass, that's Whitehead. A lot of perimeter passing here for Silver Lake, coming up on the final 2 minutes of this first half. 23-21 at Nemaha Central. Certainly been a first half of runs. Nemaha dominated the first quarter. Silver Lake has been in control here in quarter number two. Johnson had it knocked away and a foul's called. Free throws coming for Dane Johnson. And the foul on Jack Mackey, his second. This is going to put Dane Johnson at the line. He is 1 for 2 in that category so far. 5 points, 4 rebounds. With the returning 6'3 junior forward. And his first free throw is no good. Jared Johnson back into the game for Silver Lake. So you got Jared Johnson and Dane Johnson, who makes the second free throw. 6 points here in the first half. Makes it a one-point game at 23-22 at 1:55 to go. Now the Eagles setting up a 2-2-1 full-court press. Olberding, Schmelzley, near side, near midcourt. Thomas, back to Schmelzley, now across midcourt, picks it up right there. Being hounded, finds it off to Peterson. He's doubled. Now, essentially triple-team. Great defense, but finally a foul is called. Boy, the Eagles pressuring at a high level. But they get Joel Miller his first. Clock stopped at 1:40. Caden Peterson will shoot two. Emaw Central, they've been good at the line here in the first half, trying to add to this singular point lead, and they do so. Peterson knocks in the first. 24-22 Thunder, 1:40 to go until halftime. Peterson averaging just over 10 points a game so far this year, and that one hit high off the heel but fell through. Nemaha Central 8-for-8 at the line here in the first half. Here's a three left corner, front rim high off the miss. Olberding rips away the rebound. Fans thought he was fouled, but he works it into the front court. Now Mackey might have got away with a walk. Here's a deep right side three. That's no good. Now fighting for the rebound. Ball still on the floor. Olberding has it. And now Peterson in the corner. Driving baseline left. Lost it. And it's out of bounds. A turnover. Hey, a wild sequence right there. Final 1:16 in this first half. 25-22, Nemaha Central. Thunder had a double-digit lead early in this quarter. Eagles came back to tie it. Now they're down three with the ball, just coming up on the final minutes here of the half. Here's Dieter with it. Up top, calling for someone, going to get it, Jared Johnson. Right side on the wing, high of it. Now they get it to the free throw line. Back to the bucket. Dane Johnson now turning, facing on Mackey at the elbow. Jared Johnson, right side, it goes to Dieter in the corner. Gets it inside. Good positioning and a steal for Nemaha Central. Taken away by Schmelzley. Fans wanted a foul, no call. Peterson in the front court. 40 seconds all the way. Shot good. Peterson, 6 points, 27-22. Nemaha by five. 31 seconds to go in the half. See if the Eagles play for the final shot here. And the coaching staff certainly calling for the final shot. 22 seconds left. It is Dieter. So a nice strong finish here. Let's see if the Thunder can get a stop. Jared Johnson with it. Thomas defending. Bounces it left side. We're down to 11 seconds. Back up top. Jared Johnson. He's near midcourt. Guarded by Olberding. We're down to 6 seconds. It's Dieter, high left on the wing, into the corner. Jared Johnson, 2 seconds down to one, has to hug, nowhere to go. Thunder, fantastic defense, the final 30 seconds. And they close the first half with a little bit of momentum on their side. Another crucial game tonight in the Big East. And it's the home team, Nemaha Central Thunder, with a 27-22 halftime lead over Silver Lake. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. Back in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, PineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Pine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news, it's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tama with you. Our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Boys contest, certainly a game of runs throughout that course of the first half. A lot of fouls, a lot of free throws. Nemaha Central, a big first quarter. They led it by 9, got it up to 10. Early on in that second quarter, but Silver Lake came back, ultimately tied the game with a couple minutes left, but the Thunder had a nice little spurt to close out the half, and the Thunder of Nemaha Central with a 5-point lead at 27-22. Let's go through some of the stats in the first half. We'll start with Nemaha Central. Kalem Schmelzley got hot, 10 first quarter points. He did not score after that, but had a couple of early threes, 10 first half points to lead Nemaha Central. They got 7 from Evan Olberding. They also got 6 from Caden Peterson, and then 2 points apiece from Colby Free and also Jack Mackey. And now to note for Colby Free, they picked on him early in this game, did Silver Lake. They went at him in the first few minutes and got a couple early fouls on Colby Free. So he did not play much, really at all, in that first half. So he's going to come out ready to go in that third quarter. But that was a big moment, of course, in the first half. Yet Nemaha Central, though, been able to get by that with a 5-point lead here at the half. On the other side, Silver Lake, a little more balanced in terms of their scoring. A lot more guys in the books. Dane Johnson with 6, Joel Miller with 5, 3 apiece from J.P. Whitehead, Jared Johnson. They got 2 from Grady Bergman, also 2 from DeAndre Rosano. And they also got 1 point from Brody Dider. Some of the team numbers in the first half for Silver Lake, 4 turnovers, 10 total rebounds. They were 6 of 12 at the line. Nemaha Central, they had 6 turnovers, 9 team rebounds, and they were perfect at the line. They were 8 for 8. Evan Olberding and Caden Peterson each going 4 for 4 from the free throw stripe in half number one. Again, our stats all year long brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton. That's with Mike Tanking, Kay Ombler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Get our halftime score, Nemaha Central 27, Silver Lake 22. Another timeout. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Depending in studio, Brandon Salmon with you. Some more halftime festivities here at Nemaha Central High School. Delaying the start of the second half by a few minutes, but we're getting close. About 3.5 minutes until it will take one more break here in a moment before the start of the third quarter between Nemaha Central and Silver Lake. Want to go through some of the girls' finals from our area from earlier tonight. Of course, if you missed our broadcast, Silver Lake holding on to beat the Thunder here, 44-39. Moorhill Mount Academy defeating Oskaloosa, 45-23. Again, these are girls' scores and finals from tonight. Horton all over ACCHS, 68-39. And Riley County with their win, a last-second three against Hiawatha, 32-30. Right now the Falcons of Riley County on the girls' side in sole possession of first place right now in the Big East League. Get our boys' score here at the half. Nemaha Central 27 and Silver Lake 22. A final two-minute timeout. Your second half is coming up next.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNCA. Ray Penning, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman with you on 103.9. Silver Lake and Nemaha Central boys set to start the second half. Thunder a five-point lead at 27-22. Winner of tonight's game will have sole possession of first place in the league going into next week. And right now, after the girls' results from tonight, which included Silver Lake holding off Nemaha Central by five, and then Riley County's late buzzer beater against Hiawatha, the Riley County Falcons. On the girls' side right now, they have sole possession of first place, the lone unbeaten team left in the Big East League. And then again, Nemaha, Silver Lake here tonight in the boys' game, first place on the line. Here we go. Eagles with the ball going from right to left, down five at 27-22 here on KNZA. Again, appreciate everyone hanging with us. A lot of Chiefs gear in the crowd as well, getting ready for Super Bowl 59 on a Sunday night. But here we go. The entry passes in, and we are underway in the third quarter. Here's J.P. Whitehead. Top of the circle. Left side it goes to Jared Johnson. They reverse it right to Dider. Olberding went for the steal, but Jared Johnson going to get it there in the midcourt line. So the Thunder are starting out here in a zone defense. Colby Free back in. He didn't play much in the first half. Jared Johnson, deep three, bottom. Jared Johnson from downtown, his first field goal. He's got six, and it's a two-point game in the blink of an eye. 27-25, Nemaha Central. Their first offensive possession here in the second half. Schmelzley left side on the wing. Man-to-man here for Silver Lake to start. Thunder went the opposite and started in zone and gave up a deep right corner three to Jared Johnson. Here's Olberding on the dribble. There's the roll. It wasn't there. It might have been there, but Wirtz, they missed him on the cut. Here's Peterson, backed out by Rosano. Good defense by him. Right side pass, Schmelzley, been quiet since the first, goes to work, takes it all the way, hesitates, missing, second chance, no. Now Free with a third chance, no. Fourth opportunity, no good, but a foul. Four offensive rebounds on that possession, two by Wirtz, one by Schmelzley, and one by Free. And after all that, Wirtz is going to the line to shoot a pair. Two-point lead for Nemaha Central. Four offensive rebounds on that possession. And the first free throw, no good by Wirtz. Looking for his first point tonight. Nemaha Central dominated the first quarter, led by double digits early on in the second. Eagles came back to tie it. Nemaha got it to five at half. Now it's at two, now at three, as Wirtz is able to go one for two. And now we get a stoppage of play by the official. I think might have saw a wet spot on the floor, so just wanted to make sure that was cleaned up. So stops play. 6:51 to go in the quarter. 28-25 Nemaha Central, and a roaring applause from the students to whoever came out with the towel to wipe up that spot. Nicely done. All right, back to it. From right to left, J.P. Whitehead down the middle of the floor, into the front court, Olberding looking as they Nemaha Central still staying in a 1-3-1 zone with Colby Free, all 6'8 of them in the middle of it. Right now, it is Dider. Left side. Now Whitehead puts it on the dribble once. Left side, Jared Johnson gets it right back. They go inside. Short corner. Nice dive. It is Dane Johnson this time who got one in the paint, put up a shot, and he was bumped and fouled as they get this foul on Kalem Schmelzley, his third. Dane Johnson, 2-for-4 at the line tonight. His fifth attempt, butter. You've got seven in the game to lead Silver Lake right now. The lead down to two again, 28-26, chance to get it to one. And he got them both. And a quick sub as Eamon Kaufman will check in for Dane Johnson, who just went 2-for-2 at the line to get it back to a one-point game. 28-27, Nemaha Central. Not quite 2 minutes into the third quarter. Now the Eagles showing a little pressure in the full court. Schmelzley, long skip pass to Olberding. Peterson down low. They get back quickly. Ball fake, shooting, and missing, but a foul. Nice ball fake by Caden Peterson. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair. The foul on Jared Johnson. That's his second, and team foul number one. Here's Peterson at the line. He's got 6 points, a couple of rebounds in this game. Perfect so far from the stripe and stays that way as he knocks in the first. He's got seven. Lead back to two. And at three, knocks them both down. Eight in the game for Caden Peterson, 30-27. Here's Rosano, kicks it out. Jared Johnson, deep three for the tie. Front rim, no. Colby Free, easy rebound for him. Free's been quiet, picked up two early fouls, didn't play much in that first half. Here's Schmelzley, baseline drive, cut off by Jared Johnson. Have to kick it back out here to Colby Free, top of the circle. Here is Peterson. Free trying to post. Rosano playing good defense. Left side three, this time not there for Schmelzley. And a backside rebound pulled down by Kaufman. A three would tie it here for Silver Lake. A long two, though, is going to be missed, and Free with the easy rebound again. Here's Schmelzley, far side into the front court. Now Peterson in the corner. One-handed pass up top between the rings out high to Free. Right side, Olberding. Man-to-man defense right now for Silver Lake. Inside, three! Over the top, easy two-hand jam. His second dunk tonight, 32-27, Nemaha Central. Coming up on 3 minutes in to this third quarter. And they came out, Nemaha Central, in a 1-3-1 zone here, and they have been that way and for the first 3 minutes of this period. They get it to the free throw line. Left side kick, Jared Johnson right back to the free throw line with Kaufman backing down, fading away. Not smart. Free with the block. And the rebound for Peterson. Momentum right now, Nemaha Central. Free in the corner. Bouncing it inside. It's off Wirtz, out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Silver Lake. Dane Johnson back in for Silver Lake. He replaces J.P. Whitehead. 32-27, Nemaha Central, 4:41 to go, third quarter. Here's Free. Short corner right. One dribble. Now Peterson, or Wirtz inside, beg your pardon, puts up a tough shot. Schmelzley tried to tip it, and the second chance is no good. Rosano able to get the rebound after the Schmelzley miss. 4:25 and counting, third quarter. 5-point Nemaha Central lead. Both these teams have struggled on the offensive end early on in this quarter. Dane Johnson going to work. Kicks it right side. Kaufman driving up under. No. But they call a travel on drive. Five turnovers now on Silver Lake. And Nemaha Central gets it back up five. Now, both teams have done good in that department. There have not been a lot of turnovers in this game. As Grady Bergman checks in, Brody Dider takes a breather. Here's Olberding. Steaming his way into the front court from left to right. Gets it right back in front of midcourt from Wirtz. And now into the corner with Free. Halfway in and halfway home. Left in the third quarter. 5-point Nemaha Central lead with the ball. First place on the line in the league. Here's Free. Lost it. And the pass is out of bounds. Ryan and I talk about both teams doing good at not turning it over. Nemaha Central proceeds to turn it over. Silver Lake gets it back down five. This was a 5-point game at the half. And 4-plus minutes into the third, it is still a 5-point game in favor of NC. Here is Whitehead into the front court. Dane Johnson back to Whitehead, back to Dane Johnson left side. Thunder have gone zone the entire third quarter. It has put a little issue to this Eagles offense. This is a pace that Nemaha Central wants to play. The Eagles are certainly right in this thing. Right side of the floor, it's Bergman trying to dump a pass inside, but too many white jerseys around it and a steal. Here is Peterson, hesitating into the front court. Goes to the left corner, picks it up there. Goes back top of the key to Olberding. Swinging a right-handed pass to Free on the wing. Schmelzley comes and gets it, curling around the arc, back down to the wing. Up top it goes to Wirtz. Swinging in triple threat, hands it off to Peterson, then sets the screen. Good switch there by Silver Lake, and they'll reset up top with Free. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. 5-point Nemaha Central lead. There's a drive by Olberding. He is bumped and fouled. Foul on J.P. Whitehead is second, and team foul number three. Joel Miller checks back into the game for Amen Kaufman. Thunder to throw it in up five. Olberding looking inside. It's not there. Now dumps it to Free at the elbow. Back to Olberding off the screen for three. Well, short, tipped in the air. Still tipped. Somehow brought down by Wirtz, and then he lays it off to Schmelzley for two. Well, Silver Lake fans wanted a foul. They did not get it. 34-27, Nemaha Central. Here's Dane Johnson up top. Officials have been certainly a story in this one tonight. Here is Joel Miller into the corner. Whitehead a three. That is an air ball too strong. On the floor is Olberding. He gets the rebound, and he's fouled. And the foul is on Bergman, who just checked back in, his first team fourth. Rosano and Dider are both checking back in. The lead is seven right now for Nemaha Central, 34-27. We're at 2:25 to go in the third. So right now the fouls here in the third quarter, four have been called on Silver Lake, just one on Nemaha Central. The fans for the Eagles are letting the officials know about that number. Here's a drive by Schmelzley. Couldn't get it to go. And there's foul number five. Bonus time the rest of the way. Schmelzley's going to shoot two. Waiting to see who the foul is on. Quite a few jerseys in the way. They'll get Dider with his first. Silver Lake wants a timeout here, and they'll get it. At 2:16 to go, it's a full. We'll follow suit. So Schmelzley at the line when we come back. 2:16 to go, third quarter. Nemaha Central 34 and Silver Lake 27. You're listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First place on the line in the Big East League tonight between Silver Lake and Nemaha Central, the home team Thunder, 34-27, their advantage, 2:16 to go in the third quarter. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tama with you here on KNZA. Caleb Schmelzley, 6'4 sophomore at the line for Nemaha Central, out of the timeout. He had 10 of his 12 points in the first quarter, trying to add to it and this lead. As again, both these teams tonight, 6-1 in league play. That's tied for the top spot. Winner takes the top spot. And Schmelzley out of the timeout. First free throw, no good. He doesn't miss often. That was just his fourth miss of the year at the line. He was 16 of 19 at 84.2%. Right before that miss, Silver Lake, couple more subs. Schmelzley will have one more free throw. Just the second miss at the line for NC tonight. They've been quality in that department. Schmelzley second, in and out. No good. 0 for 2. Dider the rebound. Still a 7-point game, just north of 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Up top with it, Brody Dider. Again, Thunder goes zone here, and now a turnover by Silver Lake. Pass was tipped into the corner. Here's Olberding into the front court. Long pass, far corner to near side corner. Now Thomas, who's in, fires, left the three short. Trying to fight for his own rebound, and able to get it is Schmelzley, who gets it to Olberding for three. That one's no good, left it short. And a rebound by Joel Miller for Silver Lake. So they get it into the front court. Now a foul on Silver Lake as Olberding picks the pocket of Joel Miller. That's free throws now. For Nemaha Central, Miller picks up the second foul at 1:40 to go. So Olberding will shoot two. 34-27, the Nemaha Central lead. Olberding 7 points, looking for his first points here in the second half, and he knocks down the first. Strothman back into the game here for Nemaha Central. Schmelzley will get a breather. Down to 1:40 to go. Again, Nemaha Central jumped out to a 9-point first quarter lead, got it to 10 in the second quarter. It was a 5-point lead at the half, and now that free throw, good by Olberding. Gives it a 9-point lead here. Now a three, quickly halfway down and out, tipped in the air, still in the air, and finally pulled down by Miller. Now another deep three, this one short by Johnson, and then it's tipped out of bounds and back to Nemaha Central. Two semi-decent looks from downtown there for Silver Lake, both left short. 1:26 left. They show press here in the full court. Here's Peterson, near sideline, Olberding. Long pass to Thomas into the front court. Works around Rosano. Now Olberding right side. John Thomas wants a timeout. It's a full. And we will step aside as well. 1:14 to go, third quarter. Nemaha Central 36 and Silver Lake 27. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Pinning in studio, Brandon Demon here on KNZA. Our game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. Nemaha Central at home, number four ranked team in the 3A classification. Just one loss on the year, and it was their last time out against Hiawatha. Right now leading Silver Lake 36-27 at 1:14 to go in the third quarter. Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central with the basketball. Carter Hike is in. Here's Layton Thomas with it. Now Strothman bouncing it short corner to free. Up top, Thomas hesitates on an NBA range three, resetting. Now left side to Strothman. Zone defense now for Silver Lake. Both teams have mixed it up here across this game so far in terms of defense in the half court. Here is Strothman. Thomas free in the corner. 51 seconds and counting left in the quarter. Now Peterson, a long skip pass to him, high left, works it back top of the key, gets it to free, short corner right, lifted a pass into the corner, good ball reversal, Thomas darts it inside, up and good, what an offensive play, Colby free, down low, his first bucket that wasn't a dunk, he's got six, and the lead is back to double digits at 38-27. 27 seconds to go, Eagles can play for the final shot, Rosano gets it inside, now back up top to Dieter. Rosano spinning up, missed the shot, fighting for the rebound and picked up by Thomas. 15 seconds for Nemaha Central. Get it into the front court with Thomas, down to 10. Angles right, stops on the wing. Here comes a double. Peterson down to 6, free inside and reaching from behind is Rosano, who picked up the foul. Colby Free will shoot two. 5.4 seconds to go in the quarter. And Nemaha, just like they ended the first half, the momentum here down the stretch at the end of the third quarter. And Free picked up two early fouls and set most of the first half, but he has certainly made an impact both ends of the floor here in the second half. And he knocks in the first free throw and has 7 in the game. Amen Kaufman back into the game. 39-27, largest lead here for Nemaha Central tonight. Free trying to add to it with one more. Just 5 seconds left in the quarter, and he got them both. Quick sub for the Thunder as Wirtz will replace Free. Smart move to keep him at the 2 fouls. 40-27, the largest lead right now for Nemaha Central. They played it at their pace. Picked up at midcourt. Here's Dane Johnson. 3 seconds. Nice pass. Up and good. What an end there for Silver Lake. They had to have it. Easy bucket for Amen Kaufman. And that makes it a 40-29 Nemaha Central lead as we hit the break. We head to the fourth quarter with Nemaha Central leading by 11. First place in the league on the line tonight. Don't go anywhere. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final quarter here on KNZA. Nemaha Central leading Silver Lake 40-29. Thunder the opening possession. They get the ball inside to Free. Out to Olberding for three. Left it short. Gets his own rebound. Floats it up. Missed that one. Finally, Silver Lake able to clear it away with the rebound by Kaufman. Now a whistle and a foul on the floor. Silver Lake fans, not been a fan of the officials here tonight. The Eagles get the stop, or no foul, it was just out of bounds, but Silver Lake with the basketball anyway. They're down 11, just getting going in the fourth quarter. Here's Dane Johnson on the block, good matchup, backing down Free, shot, spotted up, no good. Free again, thought he was straight up, but free throws coming here for Dane Johnson. This will be attempts 7 and 8. Third foul on Colby Free, and he's been disciplined in that department after picking up two fouls in the first 2 minutes of the game. Pretty much sitting the entire first half after that. Johnson's first free throw is good. He's got 9 points to lead the Eagles. And it's back to 10, 40-30 NC. And it's down to 9 as he goes 2 for 2. First Eagle in double figures, Dane Johnson with 10, and now the Eagles are trying to force a turnover, and they do. They get it back door, layup good. How about that? Jared Johnson now with 8, and a 4-0 swing, and it's down to 7 at 40-33, as we're 45 seconds into this fourth quarter. So Eagles slowly chipping away, long way to go. Olberding on a drive, shot is up through contact, and he got it to go. Big shot, Evan Olberding, who's got 11, and it's 42-33, Nemaha Central. We have played a minute in this fourth quarter. Eagles are going to have to get some stops for sure, but the pace all night has been played in favor of NC. There's Olberding, another steal, picked the pass off as they tried to skip it, and now another turnover. This time, the Eagles have it. They go up and in for two. So turnover v. turnover there, and the Eagles get it back to 7. Kaufman, that bucket, 42-35, 6:35 to go in the game. Here is Thomas with the basketball for Nemaha Central. We've said it all night. Sole possession of first place in the league on the line for the winner here. Thomas dribbling into the corner. Jared Johnson knocks it away. Thomas going, chasing it down, gets it back up top to Free. Right side, Carter Hike on the wing. Little jab step, does it again. Now on a curl, here's Free, diving all the way. 6'8", can handle the rock. And Colby Free now with 10 points. 8 in the second half, it's back to 9. And now the Eagles turn it over again. Thunder on a little burst here. Olberding with it, under 6 minutes to go. Peterson lost it inside, correction, that was Wirtz, and he got on the out-of-bounds line and turned it over. Couple subs in, Joel Miller. DeAndre Rosano back in for Silver Lake. Right now on the floor, you got Peterson. You got Schmelzley, Free, Thomas, and Olberding. Now when I say Thomas, he's replaced by Strothman. 5:52 left in the game. Silver Lake with the ball down 9. 44-35 on the board. Thunder going back zone here. And majority zone defense in the second half. It has certainly bottled up the Eagles because they have not been able to hit the outside shot. They only have three threes in the game so far. Working inside. Dane Johnson getting one up. Is it an offensive foul? No, they call a flop, I think, on Caden Peterson. Waiting for the official. So they call a flop warning on Peterson. So Silver Lake saying that's not how that should have been called. They should have been able to finish the play. I mean, Silver Lake, they still have the ball, but that could have been an easy bucket for them just taking off the board. 44-35, Nemaha Central. 5:23 and counting, fourth quarter. Pass tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Silver Lake. They turn it over again. Both teams, three turnovers each in the first not even 3 minutes of this fourth quarter. And both teams have been very good in that department all game. Right now the Thunder by nine. They got the ball back. Pressure here by Silver Lake. Schmelzley up the floor, tipped, but right to Free, reverse layup, good! 12 for Colby Free. That was as unlucky as you can get for Silver Lake and as lucky as you could get for Nemaha Central. Three on the other end is buried by Joel Miller. That was needed for Silver Lake. It's back to 8, 46-38. Miller off the bench quietly with two threes and 8 points. Here's a drive and a tough finish. That's Caleb Stropman for two. And it's back to 10, 48-38, 4:38 to go in the game. Skip it into the corner. Jared Johnson back to the wing. Dane Johnson a touch, right side on the wing. J.P. Whitehead. Dane Johnson on the drive, stops on the block, kicks it right into the corner. Here's a three. That one no good. Rebound Colby Free. Good look there again for Miller. Couldn't knock it down this time. That one's knocked away out of bounds by Dane Johnson. It'll be Nemaha Central basketball. 4:14 left in the game. Right now, NC by 10 at 48-38. So Colby Free, who played maybe 2 minutes in the first half, has come back after being in early foul trouble. He's got 12 points, 5 rebounds, couple of blocks. Oh, and the pass was to Peterson. He wasn't looking, and that's the Nemaha Central turnover on the inbound. Here's Silver Lake back into the front court, down 10. Here's Whitehead. Johnson in the corner, back up top, and a timeout. Silver Lake takes it at 4:01 left to go in the game. Checking to see if it's a 30 or a full. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tapman with you. Well, this game has had some ebbs and flows for sure. Thunder had a 17-8 lead after one, 27-22 their lead at the half, 40-29 at the end of three, and right now they lead it by 10, 48-38, as we got 4:01 left to go in the game. Out of the timeout, Silver Lake with the ball. They got 10 points tonight from Dane Johnson, 8 apiece from Joel Miller and Jared Johnson. Nemaha Central has 12 points apiece from Colby Freed and Caleb Schmelzley. They also got 11 from Evan Olberding. Here we go, out of the timeout. Dane Johnson into Jared, back to Dane. Left side on the wing, officially past the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Silver Lake down by 10 with the ball. Johnson going to work, bouncing it. Rosano, hop step, shot good, nicely done. DeAndre Rosano with four, and it's back to 8, 48-40. Here's Free, into the front court pass with Schmelzley. Gets it off to Peterson on the wing right. Of course, the Eagles really ramping up this pressure defense in the half court. And a timeout called, and a couple bodies hit the floor. And a timeout called by John Thomas prior to that. So it stops the clock at 3:32. Another 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Again, 48-40, the Nemaha Central lead. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Don't forget following all the action tonight across our networks. Jake and Boz, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, a lot to dissect from our two games tonight as the Silver Lake girls held on for a 44-39 win over NC. But after the girls' finals, Right now in the Big East, it's Riley County, the lone undefeated team left. They hit a late three in the final second to knock off Hiawatha tonight. So the Lady Falcons of Riley County right now in first place, sole possession in the Big East, while the winner of this game will have the sole possession on the boys' side. So again, it's been a monster night in crucial league games. Both girls and boys out of the timeout. Silver Lake in his zone defense. They're down eight. They get it inside. Free! Got behind the back line of the zone. And Colby Free now with 12 in the second half. 14 in the game. The lead's back to 10. Rosano shot up through contact. No good. Rebound, Caden Peterson. Again, the Silver Lake fans wanted a foul. No go on that call. Slowly now, Omaha Central gets it up top. Here is Olberding. Peterson getting pushed through. Now he gets touch. Now Strothman, back up top, Peterson. Under 3 minutes to go, Peterson all the way, and the ball hanging on the rim. It finally fell off, and everyone's fighting for the rebound, and it's going to be a jump ball, possession arrow to Silver Lake. Boy, that ball just danced on the rim and just hung there for about 3 seconds before it fell off. There's a lot of English on it. Welcome our listeners here on 92.1 KMZA. Listening to the final 2:47 of the Omaha Central Boys and Silver Lake contest. Thunder by 10. Big possession here for Silver Lake. Rosano gets to a cutting Dane Johnson. Hops, leaps, and hits. Dane Johnson with 12, and it's back down to 8, 50-42. Into the front court. Peterson all the way. Hangs and hits, and the foul. Caden Peterson, an and-one opportunity. And he's into double figures with 10, the fourth Thunder player to score 10-plus here tonight, and the lead is 10, and a chance to add to it with 2:28 to go. Peterson trying to cap a three and does so. It has been a rough night for the Silver Lake fans and the officials. 11 points for Peterson, and free on the other end. His third block of the game out of bounds. 2:23 left. The lead 11 right now for the Thunder. Silver Lake running out of time. They got to get stops. And they just simply have been trading baskets with the Thunder here in the fourth. They get it inside on the inbound, fading it, hitting, needing it was Joel Miller, and he got it. 53-44. There's a whistle and a foul. Just a second team foul. Stops the clock at 2:15. The foul on Amen Kaufman. That's his third. So again, the Eagles having to put pressure here in the full court. Down by 9 at 2:15 to go. Sub in for NC. Leighton Thomas will check in for Caleb Strothman. Omaha Central pretty much led the entire way. Dang near wire to wire. So at one point in the second quarter, Silver Lake had it tied, but they never took the lead. There's a foul near midcourt. Getting a lot of physicality here with the Eagles pressing and trapping as they get the foul on Rosano, and that's going to be his fourth. Team foul number 3. So still one more foul to give. Clock is stopped at 2:09. Omaha Central leading at 53-44. Here's Peterson. Dumps it into the backcourt here. Leighton Thomas working around a defender. Here comes the double team. There's the trap. There's the foul. And Kaufman, that's Eamon Kaufman picking up his fourth. Eagles thought they had a jump ball, and Thunder have been well benefited by the officials in this game. 2 minutes to go. They lead it by 9. Here's Leighton Thomas into the front court. Lost it, but got it off to Schmelzley out of bounds. And last touch by NC, a turnover there. Well, they finally got the stop after all that. 1:54 left. Silver Lake down by 9 with the ball. They need a bucket here. Leading scorer tonight, Dane Johnson into the front court. Right side pass, Amen Kaufman. They go inside. Rosano working on free. Muscles up and puts it in. DeAndre Rosano now with 6, and it's down to 7 at 1:43 to go. This is as close as Silver Lake has been in a hot minute. Here's Schmelzley, right side Peterson. Schmelzley on a cut. They don't give it to him. Peterson working. Now Thomas, top of the key. Long skip pass, Schmelzley diving. Can't finish. and tipped into the hands of Silver Lake. They got some momentum here. They're down 7, buck 20, and the pass was tipped, but brought back into the hands of Kaufman. He'll turn and fire and hit from the block in a timeout. Well, don't look now. It's a 5-point game with a minute 12 to go. Full timeout. We'll follow suit. 72 seconds left in this game. The lead is down to 5 for Nemaha Central. Don't go anywhere. Back after this here on Kansas Land Radio.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebate. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Silver Lake is making this game interesting down the stretch here on Kansas Land Radio. Nemaha Central with a 53-48 lead. Thunder have led by essentially from 9 to 13 points for a majority of this second half. But despite battling foul issues, Silver Lake with a little bit of a run here over the last minute. And it's down to a buck 12 left in this game. Winner is in sole possession of first place in the Big East. A monstrous game here tonight, and Silver Lake, with their struggles, are making it interesting down the stretch. Here's Olberding on the inbounds, quickly working into the front court, stops in a terrible spot. He is doubled. Ball is on the floor, and this might be a turnover. What's the call? Boy, if they call a foul, Silver Lake fans are going to be irate. Silver Lake ball, turnover, Nemaha Central. That was not a good spot for Olberding to pick up the dribble right across midcourt in the spot you're not supposed to, and the double team worked to perfection. 104 left in the game. Silver Lake down 5. They got the ball back. Here is Johnson. A minute to go. Silver Lake has it. Here's Miller. Olberding got bumped up top or bumped at a ball carrier, and Johnson up top. Fans wanted the call. They don't get it. And now there's a bump and a foul on Olberding. That's just the second foul against Nemaha Central in the quarter. So certainly still a couple fouls to give. And the clock is stopped at 51.7 seconds. 53-48, Nemaha Central by 5. Far sideline to throw it in. It is Amen Kaufman. Dane Johnson up top with it. Picks it up. Now Rosano at the free throw line. Picks up the dribble, kicks it right into the corner. A three, it's good. Jared Johnson from downtown, and this is a 2-point game with 41 and a half seconds to go. Wow. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Goodness gravy. What a game this has been. Nemaha Central, after their first loss of the year on Tuesday night, have led a double-digit fourth-quarter lead slip away in the blink of an eye. 53-51. Eagles down 2. 41 and a half seconds to go. Winner is sole possession of first place in the league. The Eagle fans are loving this last 2-3-minute run. So out of the timeout. They're double checking the amount of timeouts per team. Silver Lake's down to 1. Nemaha Central still has 3 timeouts themselves. 41 and a half seconds to go. Thunder can work it side to side. They get it into Olberding. There's the press. Long pass. Thomas has it near midcourt. Now crossing into a triple team. And a jump ball is called, but the possession keeps it with Nemaha Central. And John Thomas is livid. He wanted the foul there. Boy, the officials have certainly been a highlight in this game tonight. If I had a dollar for every disagreement on a call tonight, I would not be working here. 33 seconds to go. Here's Free on the inbound. 2-point lead for Nemaha Central. Back up top to Olberding. 28 seconds and counting. Now it is Peterson. There's the foul. 24.3. And that's foul number 5. So free throws coming up for Caden Peterson. Well, I could say it, but I won't for now. Hayden Peterson, a two-point lead at the line for two. He's got 11 points tonight. First free throw good. Three-point lead for Nemaha Central. 54-51, 24 seconds to go. Second, this one's huge. Got them both. Ice in his veins. Well, I can say it now. He is 9-for-9 at the free throw line in this game. And it's 55-51. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well for a 30. 24 seconds left. Don't go anywhere. Nemaha trying to hold on here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Goodness gravy, what an ending. Nemaha Central 55, Silver Lake 51. 24.3 seconds remain. Thunder have given up multiple double-digit leads in this game. Silver Lake just had it down to two, but two big free throws by Caden Peterson. Has it right now at 55-51, Nemaha Central winner. In sole possession of first place in the Big East. So, one timeout for Silver Lake, two left still for the Thunder. Eagles have to go the full length of the floor, down four, again, just 24 seconds left. They got to get some points here. Eagles will throw it in. Dane Johnson, far sideline, 21 seconds at midcourt. Pat Schmelzley stopping. Here is Rosano, layup good. He's got eight, back to two, and there's the foul. DeAndre Rosano with a little English from the left side over free, 55-53. The foul, no boy, well, that is foul number five for Dane Johnson. And arguably the best player for Silver Lake is out for the final 13 and a half seconds. And Brody Dider will come in as Johnson exits after a 12-point night. And four rebounds as well. And free throws here coming from Leighton Thomas, who has not shot many this year. His first pure goodness. And a fist pump from John as well on that one. And a timeout on the floor. 56-53, Nemaha Central, 13.6 seconds left. Thomas will have one more free throw out of the timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here on KMZA. And also, again, welcoming our listeners on 92.1 KMZA. We'll have our post-game show following this fantastic finish. Girls game went down to the wire as well. And the Silver Lake held on for a five-point win in the girls tilt. And for about two and a half quarters, really three going on four, I'll say three and a half quarters. This was a game that Nemaha Central really controlled the pace, playing it at their style, but had a 3 or 4 minute burst when the Eagles absolutely needed it. They got it, and they have made this thing very interesting. But if Thomas can make this free throw, it'll be a 4 point lead with just 13.6 seconds left. The junior Leighton Thomas at the line for the second. He got it. Incredible stuff. 4 point lead. And fouls to give here. Smartly done there for Schmelzley. So about a second went off the clock there. And the Eagles will have to throw it in again. Schmelzley's got four fouls though now. But the Eagles got to throw it in. They need something real quick. Rosano into the front court. 10 seconds. And he is tripped up and fouled. Boy, that was quite the collision with Olberding. And that's the final foul to give. 9.5 left. Or correction, they got three actually on that one. That's his fourth. 9.5 seconds to go. Silver Lake underneath their own basket, down four. They get it in over the top of the elbow. They need something quick. Backdoor shot. Rejected by three. Pins it off the backboard. Opening, throws it up the floor. And that ends the game. Two. Baby. Emphatic off the window. Four blocks in the game. And three secures the win for Nemaha Central. 57-53. Silver Lake wanted a goaltend. I'm not sure on that. But nonetheless, an exciting finish. And Nemaha Central now in first place, sole possession in the Big East. They move to 14-1, now 7-1 in league play. Silver Lake, they drop a big one. Now 10-4 on the year and 6-2 in league play. Postgame show next, brought to you by BL Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz. For recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up with a lot of details when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, two fantastic games tonight, both down to the wire. Turns out to be a split. Nemaha Central boys in the nightcap. Well, certainly survived a scare. They led by double digits for a majority of that second half, and then a big-time spurt in about a 3 or 4 minute stretch for Silver Lake. Once down double digits again, about 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, they storm back. They get it at one point to a two-point game. But Nemaha just so good at the free throw line in the fourth quarter and down the home stretch. Caden Peterson and Leighton Thomas both hitting two crucial free throws, and then a game-sealing block from Colby Free as Silver Lake again was down four with about 12 seconds left. Tried to get a quick bucket at the rim, but Free pinned it off the glass and just securing an emphatic win for Nemaha Central, again by a final score of 57-53 over the Eagles of Silver Lake. Now the Thunder in sole possession of first place in the Big East League. All right, let's go through some of the numbers in this game. We will start with Nemaha Central, number 4 ranked team in the 3A classification, now with the record of 14-1 and in first place in league play at 7-1. Boy, they got four players in double figures tonight. They were led by Colby Free, who literally played maybe 2 minutes in the first half. Silver Lake, right out the gate, made it a point to go at Free and got him into early foul trouble. So Free picked up two early fouls about 2 minutes into the game, doesn't even play much of the first half at all after that, finishing with just 2 points in the first half. Well, he comes back in the second half, stays disciplined in terms of the fouls, goes for 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 block shots. Perfect at the line as well, 2 for 2. So big second half for Colby Free after being non-existent with foul trouble in the first half. Caden Peterson, 13 points as well. 12 for Caleb Schmelzley, and thought he was going to get a little bit more active after 10 of those 12 came in the first 6 minutes of the game. And then also, as well, 11 points from Evan Olverding. They also got 2 points, Caleb Strothman, 2 from Leighton Thomas, as I mentioned, those two in a crucial spot down the home stretch to help secure that win, and then 1 point as well from Derek Wirtz. Silver Lake, they dropped to 10-4, and now 6-2 in the Big East. They got 12 points and 4 rebounds from Dane Johnson. They also got 11 points from Jared Johnson. They got 10 points from Joel Miller off the bench and also got 8 points from DeAndre Rosano. Elsewhere, 6 points from Eamon Kaufman, 3 points from J.P. Whitehead, 2 points from Grady Bergman, and 1 point from Brody Guider. Some of the team numbers, Silver Lake, 10 turnovers, just 17 rebounds, and they were 10 of 16 at the line. Nemaha Central, 13 turnovers, 21 rebounds, and get this number, 20 of 23 at the line for Nemaha Central. They were perfect in the first half, 8 for 8, but the 4 that mattered the most down the stretch they got, and the free throw shooting, once again, a crucial part of this Nemaha Central victory as they, again, they had to hold on to dear life as the Eagles went on a wild stretch in the final few minutes of the game to make it close. But Nemaha Central, they hold on for that win. All right, player to bank on. I should mention as well our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Appreciate it as always, good sir. Great hospitality here. We appreciate it very much. But I talked about Colby Free not even playing more than 2 minutes in that first half. 2 early fouls. He goes right to the bench. He had 2 points, 1 rebound at halftime. He comes back and finishes with 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 block shots, including the game sealer at the end of the game. And it wasn't just any block, folks. Down, diving from the right wing, trying to lay one up off the window, and he jumps up and just pins it off the backboard, palms it, gets it off the window. Olverding throws it up the floor, final few seconds run out, and that secures the win for Nemaha Central. So again, Colby Free really only playing a half of this game and comes up with 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 block shots. He is our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So again, two fantastic games tonight, both with Big East League title implications. Now we still got a few weeks left in the regular season, so still a lot could be decided between now and then. But after tonight's results, it's the Riley County girls in sole possession of first place. And in the boys bracket, Nemaha Central, after their win tonight, in sole possession of first place in league play. That's going to do it for us. Went a little tardy tonight, went a little late with it, as we had some halftime festivities, but all good stuff here once again at Nemaha Central High School. Got the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show coming up here in just a little bit. Again, the finals from tonight's action. In the girls' game, it was Silver Lake holding on 44-39, and Nemaha Central holding on as well in the nightcap. Thunder Boys 57, Silver Lake 53. Again, for Ray Penning, Jake Spaulding, everybody in our studios, I'm Brandon Tabin. Community National Bank High School scoreboard show straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.